Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul and Jordana, thanks for joining us. Hope your Friday is going well. Looking forward to the weekend. Couple of stories that made Jordana and Dan Cook, producer extraordinaire, and me do some double takes. I mean, we're doing double takes every day.
All the time. Want to remind everybody the happy hour is at 5:30.
Yes, 5:35.
So get your happy and text us at 81807 or 651-989-9226. Come 5:30.
So I'm wondering if this next story is a fluke or a trend. Georgetown University may become the first college in America to mandate a fee to benefit descendants of slaves. Now, these slaves were sold by Georgetown nearly 200 years ago. By an almost 2-to-1 margin, students at Georgetown approved the measure, which still must be approved by the university to go into effect.
Mm-hmm. Now, the slaves that were sold were to pay off Georgetown's debt.
Yes.
So the university had debt. So basically they sold human beings, slaves, 272 of them, to pay the debt to the school. So I think that's why the kids or people voting on this, the current, you know, kids who go to the university are feeling that they're benefiting. Georgetown still exists because they paid a debt because they sold people to pay it off.
And again, they're talking about every student would pay $27.20 every semester that they are enrolled in Georgetown. Mm-hmm. And they estimate they would raise $400,000 a year. This needs to be okayed by the Catholic Schools Board of Trustees because it would change tuition. Reparations for slavery has been a hot topic on the campaign trail already this year for Democratic presidential candidates.
And remember, it was a vote of 2-to-1 from the student union. The students approved the measure, and the reparations would go to the descendants of those 272 slaves' families. Many know who they are. One is a current student at Georgetown in the master's program. She says she certainly plans to pay her $54. She has two more semesters left. She's very much looking forward to paying her $54 into that fund. But she is a direct descendant of two of the slaves sold during that time.
So we'll see if this turns into an even bigger issue.
I think this is great.
Having the conversation about trying to atone.
We rant and rave. People rant, especially older generations, like, oh, there's no accountability these days. Kids don't have accountability. Well, you know what? These kids are taking accountability for something that happened generations before they were even a little embryo. So the fact that this is on their mind, that they're thinking about it, and they're thinking, you know what? Maybe we can make a change. Maybe we can not make it right. Slavery will never be right. But maybe we can do our part to acknowledge the wrongness of one of the greatest shames of our country.
Because at the end of the day, an apology only goes so far, mm-hmm. right? Hey, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry we took you into bondage for how many centuries?
Right. This is great. So we'll see if it becomes a trend. Maybe other universities will start doing this or creating different kinds of funds. But I thought this was a very adult, mature American thing to do.
Yeah. We'll see if it sets off a wave of reparations.
I love it. Speaking of trends, pet nups. Have you heard of this one?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Did you and Lori have a prenup before you got married?
We did not.
No? Did you have anything to nup?
There was nothing to nup. There was nothing. There was Zippo. I was living in an apartment. So I don't know. I mean, we love our pets. Mm-hmm. And increasingly, it seems, and even among younger people, it seems to be more of a trend fighting over mm-hmm. the family dog.
Around a quarter of divorces in the UK this past year involved a pet custody dispute. 2,000 pet owners. A survey of 2,000 pet owners and over 100 lawyers found divorce lawyers in cases involving pets. They spend an average of 25 hours of billable time on who's going to get the pet alone. So that's a lot of money. Think about how much you're paying your lawyer an hour, 25 hours of billable time deciding who's going to the pet, I guess, custody battle.
It's my little fur, baby.
And it's not even about who gets the pet. Sometimes there's actually shared custody of
pets?
A pet. That is the God's honest truth. Really. 20% of pet owners in a relationship have a pet nup. And a pet nup, which is obviously a plan for the pet if you do split up. A third more said they would consider getting one. There are templates online of how to make this happen. It's not uncommon for them. If you're doing a prenup, it's not uncommon for lawyers to ask you, do you have a pet? Do you have an animal? Are you planning on getting one and creating some kind of pet nup for the future?
And I guess this is a trend, again, among millennials, younger people, millennials less likely to be homeowners, car owners, or have children than their baby boomer parents.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They are more likely to be pet owners. So increasingly people are thinking about this. Well, if something goes south, who gets Fido?
Mm-hmm. And or how are we going to share him or her? I think that is, it's fascinating, but yet it's something, I mean, you know, you're so attached to your pet. They're like your kids. So I get why this would be a problem.
A 2018 survey drew from TD Ameritrade found that of the 1,500 millennials surveyed, 72% of them had pets.
Mm-hmm.
And 67% of those consider their pets to be their fur babies.
Fur babies.
They also found that millennials plan to spend more on dogs over the course of their pet's lifetime than they do on their own health care.
Yep.
Dog
yep.
owners spend $1,285 a year on their pet on average. Cat owners spend $915 a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Find out why the Let Us Pee hashtag is trending. Hashtag Let Us
what?
Pee. It's out of Stillwater. It's a local story. There's a song I'm going to play for you. And when we get back from the break, find out why it's trending.
Yeah. Yeah, let us pee, huh? Let us pee, huh? Yeah, yeah, let us pee, huh? Yeah, yeah, let us pee, huh? Let us pee, huh? Yeah, yeah, let us pee, huh?
I know you're thinking, what the heck are they playing? We are playing the Let Us Pee rap. Because kids at Stillwater Area High School feel that they are not free to pee. Here's what's happening in Stillwater Area High School. The management of the school, the principal, the administration, excuse me, of the school has locked the bathrooms during many of the bathrooms during certain class times because of vandalism. And because of vaping or smoking in the bathrooms. So they have locked some of the bathrooms to avoid all of this. Well, now the kids are suffering. Many say that, you know, there's not enough time during passing time to quickly pee and get to class. Or they have to go all the way around the school to one of the three open bathrooms to pee during class time. And that means they're missing what they call is valuable class time. They have a website, the Let Us Pee website. And they have an official mission statement. I was actually shocked to find out how organized they are. This is their mission statement. As students of Stillwater Area High School, it's become very apparent. We feel as though we've been wronged by our administration's recent decision. Starting this week, following an instance of vandalism, they had the boys' bathroom locked. The entire school has lost access to all bathrooms but four. All bathrooms are open and supervised during our brief six-minute passing time from class to class, but has been inconsistent. It goes on and on and on about the population of 3,000 students. Four bathrooms are not enough. And it's a very long mission statement. I urge you to go to the Let Us Pee website. They say thank you. And as always, don't forget to stay hydrated. The Let Us Pee team. The Let Us Pee team is made up of an anonymous group of all different grades, about 20 of them. They're organized. They have pins made. And they are mounting this protest to keep the bathrooms open.
Isn't this a basic human right?
To let them pee.
We all have the right to...
Everybody pees.
Yeah. And I know how this could come to an end within a day or two.
How's that?
And they would unlock the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
If all of the students wore oversized diapers to school.
Yeah.
Don't you think that would do it?
Well, yeah, because
that
better than having accidents in the classroom.
That would be a distraction.
So that's a good thing. But I will say that the principal of Stillwater Area High School has posted his own video that says, look, students, we hear he seems like a great guy. He has a big Instagram following. He seems like a really guy who connects with the kids. So he says, you know, we hear you. And I do believe on Wednesday there is a public meeting to discuss this with the administration and the schools in response to the Let Us Pee Instagram page and the website and this mounting issue. I think it's these kids are very organized.
So if there were bathroom monitors, if the concern is vandalism. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you could
that's what they are concerned about.
Post
exactly.
Kids and just to keep an eye on. I don't understand why they can't have cameras. Or do they
in
have
the
cameras?
Bathroom? You can't
see.
That.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
A very private area. Yeah. Principal Rob Bach says he didn't anticipate such a large scale reaction to this. But in his video, he says, I want to let you all know we hear you and we are going to discuss it and find a solution to the
problem. I remember bathroom monitors to make sure we weren't smoking in the stalls.
And that could absolutely yeah. That's an option.
There's got to be a solution so the poor kids can pee.
Yes. Yes. Wednesday. That's right. Wednesday. I'm now getting confirmation. Students have the chance to share their ideas in a forum led by student council members. So, you know.
Will there be a live performance of the rap song? Because that would be kind of awesome.
Hold on.
Yeah. Six, six, six. Yeah. Let us pee, huh? Let us pee, huh?
Who is this?
One of the kids made a rap song, and they're so cute. I mean, you know, kind of gross, but you know what? They got a lot of reaction, and like I said, they're very organized and anonymous so far, but they found a problem, and they're solving it with unification and making a peaceful protest.
What a way to bring the student body together.
That's right. I know. At least they're not peeing all over the school now. They're making it all happen.
Pee up on the floor, huh? I need all the rooms I ain't really feeling for, huh? Pee up on the floor.
It's good. It's
pee
good.
Pee up on the floor.
Pee up
they
on
don't
the floor.
Pee up.
All right. So we have a problem in Stillwater.
Yes.
And speaking of problems, do you still have a Tinder account?
I do not have a Tinder account. No,
Are you sure?
I never had a Tinder account.
Never, ever?
I never had a Tinder account. Did you?
No.
No,
oh,
Tinder
no.
wasn't
no,
around no. when I was dating. But unfortunately, it's around for this guy. A woman named Trash Queen on Tinder posted a picture of a guy named Kirk whose Tinder profile was among the most offensive that she had ever seen. Kirk has a picture of himself with his trousers around his ankles. And we did get permission to post this on the CCO Facebook site, so you can see a picture.
His underwear's on.
Of course. Of the very fit Kirk, who has also a very strict rules for potential dates. He writes on his Twitter account, he says, I thought I'd give Tinder a go, but honestly, it's me off dating. Not exactly sure why. He does boast about owning a German Shepherd and his own apartment. But he has three rules. Rule one, Kirk says, I don't want to be a stepdad, so no kids unless you have just one. I want my own kids. Thanks, Kirk. You sound really compassionate and like a great dad.
I'm not sure this guy should be procreating.
His shocking rule two was racist and offensive. He wrote this, and I mean no offense. This is just Kirk's Tinder profile. If you date black boys or think about it, don't text me. So I guess he doesn't maybe want to compete with a strong black male.
Oh.
Maybe that's how I looked at it. I'm not sure if he looked at it that way. But clearly he should have just written, I'm a raging racist. So unless you are a member of the KKK, you might not want to text me. Rule three, I don't want a time waster or someone who is a bum. Go make your own money, you lazy bleeps. So sounds like a real catch.
Wow.
Sounds like
bring him home to mom. She'd be impressed.
Sounds like a real catch. He then wrote, I have my own two-bedroom flat that I bought. I bodybuild. I have a German Shepherd. I eat a lot. I don't take
bleep. Yeah. Huh.
So, yeah. So the Twitter, of course, went nuts once they saw him. One joked, does he need help pulling up his trousers? I mean, people were saying, I wonder what makes him think he looked good with his pants around his ankles. You know, people were saying, I wonder why he's still single. What a catch.
But again, so,
I mean, the things you see on Twitter are appalling.
Is he appalling. Truly a Neanderthal? Is he that stupid or is he doing it on purpose to get an effect, to build notoriety? We're addicted to outrage. He knew that this thing, if he posted this, would probably go viral.
Either, I can't imagine someone so stupid would have a method to the madness. And he's a racist. So, but racist people are dumb. So maybe it was a mix of just his honesty. If you want vulnerability and authenticity, I think you got it in Kirk.
You have to check it out. It's a cautionary tale.
Oh, my goodness.
The dark side of the internet.
You can post your worst Twitter moment. You can post your worst online dating moment. And we can have some fun with that maybe next week. But let's take a break. Happy Hour is next. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Our text line, which we are opening up just for the happy hour, is 81807. We'll see what's making you happy next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Our text line is 81807. We want to hear what is making you happy. We have three phone lines open right now. We will get to the ones who are waiting on the phone right after Paul tells us what's making you happy.
What's making me happy? I'm having dinner this evening with my pastor.
Nice.
First time we've invited him into our house.
Nice.
And so looking forward to meeting him and his lovely wife. Tomorrow, I'm emceeing the Union Gospel annual gala.
Nice.
Up in Brooklyn Center, and that's going to be a lot of fun, too. So I'm looking forward to that and just chilling a little bit and having a quiet weekend. You are going to have an amazing weekend from the sound of it.
Oh, I was going to ask Dan, but he's answering the phone lines. You know what? A handsome husband and I are taking a very last-minute jaunt out to Colorado to get in our last weekend of snowboarding.
And you have a friend out there.
Yep.
I mean, you're very strategic and smart. It's nice to have friends in places like Florida or Vail or wherever, right?
We can go crash for the weekend and get in the what because it closes next weekend. So we figured, the kids are busy this weekend. So just the two of us, a little snowboarding weekend.
It's going to be in the mid-40s. You'll be out there in your swimsuit.
While Dan's in between phone calls, what's making you happy, sir?
This is making me happy.
We have passed on all we know.
Oh.
A thousand generations live in you now. But this is your fight. No one's ever really gone.
I'm not kidding. I've gotten goosebumps every time I hear Palpatine laugh in that clip.
And this is the 23rd time you've heard that now?
I'm probably about there, yeah.
Yeah. Star Wars Episode 9 coming Christmas trailer out today. And yeah, that is fun.
All day long.
That's
Dan
fun.
Cook has been like a 4-year-old on Christmas Eve.
That's fun. Thank God, right?
Yeah.
Love those moments. Love, enjoy them. Enjoy them. George, are you really in Maui?
We are.
Oh.
85 and sunny.
Oh, what does that feel like?
It's only about 12:30, but it's wonderful.
Wow. Is that your happy today?
You think?
This is my happy place. My wife and I sitting on a beach in Maui.
Oh.
Where are you, George, on Maui?
Grand Walla.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful.
So are you going to go up to the top of the volcano or do the road to Hana or go to Lahaina and do the whale watching?
Yep, we're definitely going to Hana and staying there a couple of days, too. And we're trying to get tickets to get up to see the sunrise.
Nice.
But they're sold. They keep selling out before we can get them. So going to a luau, just kind of hanging out for a few days here. And then we're off to Kauai after this for 7 days.
Well, George, thank you for sharing.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Good for
Enjoy
you, George.
Enjoy Maui.
Have fun over there.
I'm so glad he's listening all the way from Maui. I feel honored that he spent
Pretty
some time
cool.
with us.
Yep.
Our phone number is 651-989-9226. We got two phone lines open, 651-989-9226. Andrew, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I love all the Hawaiian Islands, and I think I've seen them all over the years, but there's something special about Maui. Maui is in a class of its own. And I don't know exactly what it is, but there's something extra special about Maui.
Andrew's in Minneapolis. Jump in here, Andrew.
Yeah, hey guys, I don't know how happy I can be going after George in Hawaii.
Yeah, I know.
Nice
I'd be happy too.
Appreciate it. But no, I just put in a 9.5-hour day at a new job. It was super productive, and I'm happy, and I'm heading to my happy place at the gym. So things are great.
Good for
you. Can you tell us what you do, Andrew?
I just started a new job. I was in IT sales for the longest time, and now I'm a finance and accounting recruiter.
Good for you,
and you're liking it?
Yeah, I'm loving it. You know, it's away from the corporate world a little bit, but just really trying to help other people's dreams come true and build relationships. So it's great.
And Andrew, great call. And he's going to the gym to head on into the weekend. That's the get it
and
out
I,
of the way.
I admire anybody who gets out of their bubble, their comfort zone, and tries something new. Good on him.
Just don't be ripped up Tinder guy. That's all.
Don't be Kirk.
That's great, but
yeah.
Don't be Kirk.
Posing with your pants down. We don't want to see it, Kirk. Thanks very much. Mike, our phone number is 651-989-9226. Couple of phone lines open. Mike is in Minneapolis. Hey, Mike, what's making you happy, sir?
I got a bathroom, and it's not locked. They can't keep me out.
Yes.
Excuse me, I got to go.
All right.
Because we did that story in Stillwater.
It's great, and it kind of sucks when they do a better show at home.
I know.
That's so good. Chime in with your own show. We love it.
Our listeners are creative.
Great. This texter says, I'm happy I don't date Kirk. That is the truth. Amen, my friend. Boy, they really got on board with the pee story. This one isn't a happy. By the way, you can text your happy to 81807. But this texter writes, if you mess in the bathroom, does that mean you're in trouble?
Yuck.
Well done. Well done.
One of our listeners says, we put our house on the market Monday, 2 showings on Tuesday, full price offer Wednesday, finalized the agreement this morning. Boom.
That is amazing. That is a major happy.
Textbook.
I'm happy for you. Absolutely. Good for you. Hey, guys, pee in the hallways. They'll open them up quick. Oi, with the pee. You guys love that story.
Well, we hit a nerve.
We'll have to update that to come next week. What's going on in Stillwater? They have that student council meeting on Wednesday. Jim, jump in here. Jim, where are you headed?
I'm headed home from a day of snowmobiling in northern Minnesota.
Wow. In April. Holy cow. How was it?
Not bad. Slightly damp, but it was okay.
Snowmobiling in northern Minnesota. What are you doing for the rest of the weekend?
Grandson's birthday party tomorrow.
Oh, you have a great weekend lined up, sir.
Good for you.
Enjoy and have a safe car ride, Jim. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Jim.
81807 or 651-989-9226. Someone who's not in his car but watching the rest of you in your cars. Jerry Peterson, what's making you happy?
My daughter was in a car accident Monday.
What?
But what makes me happy is that she's okay.
Oh, Jerry, what happened?
Grief.
She took a turn and somebody rear-ended her and then pushed her into another car ahead of her.
But it wasn't during the storm.
So, no, she's up at school in Bemidji, so that's where that happened. And so,
did the airbags go off?
I never asked her. I don't know if there's one because it's an 03 Blazer, so I'm trying to think what airbags might be in the first place.
No whiplash, no evidence
there's
of whiplash?
There's some soreness in the neck, and it's been getting better each day, but I'm just grateful she's okay
Thank
and everything
God.
Worked out because so far from home, you guys have been there where your kids are not.
It's a helpless feeling,
Very, and you know, she called me in the middle of it all. Here's the real kicker. The car that she rear-ended, no insurance, driver was drunk. This happened at noon on Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
She ended up arresting the woman in front of her.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was quite the
experience.
Quite the experience. But I'm just very grateful that she's doing well.
Thank God.
Wow.
Well, thank you for sharing. Yeah.
Happy to hear that.
Thanks for,
Give her our best.
Be safe.
Thanks, Jerry.
My goodness. Gretchen's calling in. Hey, Gretchen, what's making you happy, love?
Well, I'm going to go celebrate with my family tomorrow. My mother's 87th birthday, my nephew's 12th birthday, and I'm going to see my great niece that's 5 months old.
Oh, so sweet.
A great niece.
What's her name?
Her name is Viviana.
Oh, cute little Viviana. Sounds like you're in for a weekend full of cake, Gretchen.
Probably.
Enjoy.
Good for you. Congrats, Gretchen.
That is fantastic. Right. Enjoy. Oh, sorry. Dan's telling us to look at the text line. 81807. Let's see this one last text we can fill in here. Hey, Paul and Jor, my happy is having today off, listening to you, and getting ready for the Holy Week and Easter. Spring must come.
Yes, it must.
Are you sure, Paul? It must.
Yes, it
must
will.
It come?
And I think Easter weekend. Yeah, I mean, next Friday, a week from today is Good Friday, Passover.
And Passover. Mm-hmm.
Followed by Easter, and it looks like that weekend we will finally see a few 60s in a row.
Will we be able to hide Abdullah Easter baskets and eggs on the lawn that has actual grass, or are we going to be hiding them in snow?
I think grass, and I think the grass will be turning green in spots within 1 week. 1 week to 10 days.
All right.
You can't keep it brown, the sun too high in the sky, and all the snow is going to melt, and it's going to provide a jolt of moisture for your lawn. So it's coming.
An update when we return on Mark Westfall's American Airlines experience. He got off the phone with the airline earlier today. You heard him. He got yanked off his plane as he was chaperoning 16 St. Paul kids for their field trip out in Washington. He just texted us with an update. I will share that with you right after the break. But time now is 5:47. That's a Wicks and Jewelers time check. From timeless to classic to rare and exotic, Wicks and Jewelers showcases an impressive collection of the most spectacular gemstones known to man.
Mark Westfall was asking that question.
Yeah.
Should I stay in D.C.? Do I have to stay at Reagan International Airport?
That's right.
Mark Westfall is an American studies teacher at St. Paul's Capitol Hill Gifted and Talented Magnet School. They had an amazing field trip. They went to D.C. 15 students saw the cherry blossoms. They got a behind-the-scenes tour of the Smithsonian. And then they wanted to come home. And Mark was one of two chaperones.
For 16 kids.
16 kids. And at the last moment, American Airlines apparently yanked him off the flight and said, I'm sorry, we don't have a seat for you.
And he shared his story with us at 3:35 today. You can listen to the podcast at radio.com. But he just tweeted me and he said, Jor, I just got done speaking with an American Airlines representative. They thanked me for how I handled the situation at the airport with my students and the representative. They did apologize to me and said that they gave the incorrect amount to me at the airport. They should have offered me a check on the spot for $932 or a voucher for $1,165 because it was a, quote, involuntary denied boarding. They wanted me to know they're still fully investigating the situation, and given the facts of me being the student's legal guardian, why that wasn't taken into consideration at the gate and why they didn't select someone else. We talked briefly about how this entire situation is focused on compensation for me, but that still doesn't directly address the concerns that I have brought forward, this is Mark speaking, on how to bring closure to my students and their families, especially seeing this, they were directly impacted by this decision. He said, my bigger goal is that American either enforces current policy or adopts new policy to not allow chaperones of minors to be pulled from trips. And that's really what is the smart thing. American, well, like who, the gate agent, I mean, somebody should have said, oh, you're with 16 kids? Okay, we'll let you go. Pull somebody else. That's not okay. I think, and Mark did not say this, but I think they should give free tickets for the next class going on that field trip out next year.
That would be a nice gesture. We did get a brief statement from a spokesperson at American.
Oh, what'd they say?
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I'm sorry, I played the wrong track.
Is that all they said?
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
So it's a double statement. You know, the pilots.
Seems a little off topic.
They're clever. I love the airplane reference. It's okay. It's all good. So, I mean, thankfully, Mark and the kids are home. They had a great trip, but we all have those travel woes.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And I just wanted to squeeze this one extra happy hour in here. Somebody texted us they're going to see Casting Crowns concert tonight, a good way to start the Holy Week.
Absolutely.
Yes. We always love hearing your extra happy hours. Even if they come in a little bit late, we try to sneak them in. I'll miss you on Monday.
No, you won't. Just be careful. Don't hit any trees. All right? I know you're a good snowboarder now, but take it easy out there.
I'm weak.
I need you back in one piece.
That's okay. Isn't it funny that we're so sick of snow, yet I chose to go to a place that has more snow?
Honest to God.
I know.
Don't you want to go to a beach
and
just exhale?
That's okay. That's fun snow, and the weather's a little bit better, so I'm less worried about that.
Right now, I'd settle for Dubuque. I'm not sure Dubuque is any better than here, but...
Monday, when I'm not here, you're covering something called the Green New Deal.
The Green New Deal, a Minnesota bill. We talked to Representative Frank Hornstein and a student, a younger person who is concerned about climate change. Also, what happens if your spouse wakes up one day and says, no more sex, not interested? A cautionary tale, something that happened to one of my buddies, and we talked to two sex therapists with some ideas.
I'll be listening on the stream for that one.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
Have a great weekend. Shabbat shalom.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.